Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Atomic Attraction, What Drives Attraction and Mate Choice. Positioned as a research-informed guide, it presents attraction as a set of predictable dynamics shaped by psychology, social behavior, and perceived value rather than by simple niceness or comfort. The book frames its promise around explaining why certain men consistently receive more romantic interest and what behaviors tend to increase or decrease desirability over time. A notable feature is its emphasis on applying ideas in real interactions, supported by many references to scientific studies and reinforced through real-life examples. Across its chapters, the focus stays practical: how to present yourself, how to communicate interest without overinvesting, how to read signals, and how to sustain attraction once a connection has been made. While it is marketed as science-based, its central purpose is actionable guidance rather than academic theory. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, attraction is psychology, not reassurance. One of the book's core claims is that attraction tends to intensify in situations that contain uncertainty, tension, and challenge rather than in an atmosphere of complete safety and reassurance. Canwell argues that many men try to win approval by removing risk, over-explaining intentions, or immediately offering commitment-like behaviors, but that this can dampen emotional momentum. Instead, the book emphasizes calibrated confidence and the ability to tolerate ambiguity, especially early in dating. In this framing, attraction is less about providing comfort and more about creating conditions where curiosity and emotional engagement can grow. The point is not to manufacture anxiety or treat people poorly, but to recognize that chemistry often involves a sense of unpredictability and a perception that attention must be earned. The book connects this idea to the importance of self-control and pacing, suggesting that a man who remains composed and does not chase validation communicates higher perceived value. The practical takeaway is learning to avoid overinvesting too soon while still being direct, socially aware, and intentional in how interactions progress. Secondly, uneven dating markets and perceived value. Atomic Attraction highlights the idea that romantic attention is not distributed evenly, and that a relatively small group of men receive a disproportionate share of interest. The book uses this as a motivating frame. If attraction is influenced by identifiable traits and behaviors, then men can improve their outcomes by developing those signals. The emphasis is on perceived value, meaning the combination of confidence, social competence, purpose, and boundaries that shapes how others evaluate desirability. Rather than treating attraction as purely about looks or status, the book presents it as something communicated through behavior and lifestyle cues. This perspective also leads to advice about becoming less approval-seeking and more self-directed, because neediness is portrayed as a low-value signal. In the author's approach, a man improves his position by building a life that makes him more selective, not simply more persistent. The takeaway for readers is a strategic view of dating: refined presentation, raise standards, and act in ways that suggest options, social calibration, and emotional steadiness. Thirdly, communication, body language, and reading signals. A practical portion of the book focuses on how attraction is influenced by nonverbal communication and the ability to read interest accurately. Canwell stresses that what is said matters less than what is communicated through posture, eye contact, tone, and timing. For readers, this becomes a framework for avoiding common mistakes such as talking too much to fill silence, over-complimenting, or missing cues that a woman is either receptive or disengaged. The emphasis is on learning to notice patterns of engagement responsiveness, proximity, and ease of interaction, then adjusting intensity accordingly. The book also encourages men to project relaxed confidence, which includes slowing down, letting conversations breathe, and not reacting emotionally to minor setbacks. Alongside in-person dynamics, it discusses modern communication habits, such as texting and online dating, presenting them as extensions of the same principles: maintain clarity, avoid over-messaging, and use communication to facilitate real meetings rather than endless reassurance. The key takeaway is skill building: treat attraction as something you can influence through awareness, calibration, and consistent social behavior. Fourthly, pacing, mystery, and not over-investing. Canwell repeatedly returns to pacing as a lever for attraction, warning against rushing emotional intimacy or making relationship-level investments before mutual desire is established. The book frames early dating as a process where interest should build through shared experiences rather than through declarations, constant availability, or attempts to secure certainty. Mystery in this context is not deception but restraint, leaving space for curiosity, avoiding over-explanation, and letting someone earn deeper access to your time and attention. The author also links over-investment to behaviors like excessive apologizing, constant check-ins, and quickly prioritizing a new partner above other responsibilities. By contrast, he recommends maintaining a balanced life, keeping plans and goals, and allowing attraction to develop through gradual escalation. This topic also connects to handling common dating friction, such as delayed responses, mixed signals, or canceled plans, where the guidance leans toward composure and standards rather than pleading or confrontation. The practical takeaway is to treat your attention as valuable and to pace intimacy so that interest grows through mutual effort and consistent behavior. Lastly, maintaining attraction and leading interaction over time. Beyond initial chemistry, atomic attraction addresses how attraction can be maintained once dating becomes more regular. The book emphasizes that staying attractive is tied to continued self-respect, emotional control, and the ability to keep interactions light rather than turning them into constant relationship processing. It encourages readers to lead, meaning taking initiative in planning, setting the tone, and guiding escalation in a way that feels confident and grounded. This is paired with the idea that playing it too safe can reduce excitement, so novelty, decisiveness, and a degree of challenge remain relevant even in longer connections. The book also discusses physicality as part of attraction maintenance, positioning touch and escalation as tools that should be used with awareness and timing rather than hesitation or abruptness. Overall, the theme is that attraction is dynamic. It can strengthen when a man continues to act like a man with options, purpose, and boundaries, and it can weaken when he becomes overly accommodating or loses his center. The takeaway is a mindset shift from winning someone over to sustaining a healthy, confident frame that supports desire over time. In conclusion, atomic attraction is best suited for men who want a structured, behavior-focused approach to dating and who are interested in learning how confidence, social dynamics, and emotional control influence attraction. Readers who benefit most are those who recognize patterns of overinvesting, approval-seeking, or rushing intimacy and want practical frameworks for changing those habits. The book can also appeal to readers who like the idea of research-informed self-improvement, since it positions its guidance alongside references to scientific studies and uses real-life examples to illustrate application. The main practical benefit is clarity. It encourages a more strategic approach to communication, pacing, and boundaries, helping readers make decisions that preserve self-respect while increasing perceived value. Intellectually, it offers a lens for viewing attraction as a feedback system shaped by behavior and context, not just by intention. Compared with many dating advice titles that lean heavily on stories or vague motivation, this book presents itself as more systematic, with repeatable principles focused on creating and maintaining attraction over time. Even readers who disagree with parts of its framing may still find value in its emphasis on composure, self-direction, and learning to read social signals accurately. If you would like to support Christopher Canwell, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.